Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Memhei, Baba Basra 45a, pagination is 89. We'll start from the bottom of the page, about 9 lines from the bottom at the two dots. The Mishnah on Membeis Amud Aleph told us, Uman Ein Lo Chazaka. A craftsman does not have the regular chazaka that people normally have when they hold metaltalin. When a person is holding movable objects, a pen that's in my pocket, so the general assumption is, kol ma shatachas yad adam harehu shalo. Anything that's in a person's hand, on his person, in his possession, it's considered his. That's the working assumption. If you have a pot in your kitchen, we assume it's yours. This is true, by the way, as Shulchan Aruch writes in Resh Tzadi Zayin Aleph, even if the type of item that's in your possession is not something that you are amud for, something that you're estimated for. In other words, you walk into a person's home and you notice there's a gold-plated something or other. And this is not a gold-plated type of guy. So you get the feeling that maybe he ripped it off from somebody. Or the guy next door is literally claiming that item is mine. And he took it from me. The fact that he's not amud for it, that he's not estimated to own such a thing, is not verification at all that it's not his. It could be that he's very wealthy and he doesn't tell people about it. It could be he found it in a way that he's allowed to keep it. It was a lost object sitting somewhere for many years, and there was Yush, and he's allowed to keep it. Whatever it is, that alone, the fact that he's holding something that's not likely for him to hold, is not reason to take it away from him. But if the person often gets this type of item to repair, that is going to weaken the chazaka that it's in his possession, so it's probably his. On the contrary, he gets plenty of this exact type of item, and it's not his. It's given to him to repair. We have a similar concept that things that are asuyim lahashil ulahaskir, things that are typically loaned or rented, also are going to have a weakened chazaka. Just because you're holding it doesn't necessarily mean it's yours. You would have to know the patterns of rental and lending and who the original owner is according to the testimony. And that's what we're dealing with over here. The item is by the craftsman, but we have testimony that this item used to originally belong to a certain person in town. That certain person in town is claiming it. He's saying, I only gave it to you to repair. Why are you keeping it? And the Uman is claiming whatever he's claiming that it's his. The testimony of those witnesses that this is the item that we knew belonged to the other person is going to be significant, and the Uman does not have a chazaka simply because he's holding it, because we know how he got it. He got it because he was asked to repair it. We need to know, however, what exactly is the case that we're dealing with over here, because there are two factors that we can consider. One is that there's testimony that this town resident gave it to the craftsman to repair. There's testimony on that, and that's how we know that something's up. And there's another possibility that we don't have any testimony on that transaction, so to speak, but we do have testimony that ra'a, they saw the item that they knew belonged to the town resident, and they saw it in the hands of the craftsman. And that alone is enough to activate this discussion, because an Uman does not have a chazaka, because we know how he probably got it. Amar Rabba, Rabba said, Lo Shanu, we did not learn this rule that an Uman does not have a chazaka, Ela Shemosa lo be'edim, unless he gave it over with witnesses, meaning what weakens the craftsman's chazaka of owning it, of holding it, is that it was given to him with testimony. Avo Mosa lo shelo be'edim, but if the resident gave it to the craftsman without witnesses, mitoch sheyachaloma lo lohayu dvar me'olam, since the craftsman can say, it never happened, I never got anything from you. And that's true even if it was seen in his possession, according to Rabbah, because he claims, you sold it to somebody and I bought it from that somebody. Ki omer le'nami lukuchi hi biyadi me'emin. When he says, I bought it, it's mine, he's able to keep it. This is the view of Rabbah. We're going to see it's not the way we paskin. But Rabbah's view is that the significant aspect of the discussion is whether or not the item was given over with witnesses. Because once it's given over with witnesses, the craftsman has to explain why he's holding it. And he can't really explain that. He has all kinds of claims, but he can't explain it. He doesn't have testimony that he bought it. He doesn't have a document that he bought it. Why do you have it? We know why you have it. You have it because you were given it to repair. And it makes no difference, according to Rabbah, whether we see it in his possession at this point or not, because Rabbah holds that once something is entrusted with witnesses, it should only be returned with witnesses. Amale Abaye, Abaye says, Ihochi, if that's true, afilu be'edim nami, even if it was given over with witnesses, mitoch sheyachalom alo echzartiv loch, he has the right to say, I returned it to you. Ki amale lukucha hi biyadi mehemen, the fact that I'm holding it, you should also believe me that I say that I bought it. Amale Rabbah, and Rabbah said, Misavris, apparently what you're holding, Abaye, is Hamafkir Eitzah Chaver Be'edim, Einu Tzarech Lachzer Lo Be'edim, a person who entrusts with witnesses does not have to return it with, the person does not have to return it with witnesses, and Rabbah says, and I don't hold like that. But that is indeed how Abaye holds, and that's indeed the way we paskin, that just because something is entrusted with witnesses does not mean that it has to be returned with witnesses. And the logic of Abaye in explaining the case of Uman is that giving over with witnesses is not a material factor, because the fact you gave it over with witnesses, according to Abaye, does not require its return with witnesses. Rather, what we will focus on is the question of ra'ah, if the item was witnessed in the hands of the craftsman by witnesses who can testify that this very item used to be owned by the town resident. And that would create a weakening of the Uman's chazaka, which was described in the Mishnah as Uman ein lo chazaka, that he does not have a claim just because he's holding it, because we know why he's holding it. It is to repair it. If you look at Rashbam on the bottom line of the page, afilu masa be'edim, even if it was given over with witnesses, heicha delo ra, if it was not seen in the person's possession, yesh lo chazaka, he still has a chazaka, mitoch sheyachaloma hechzartiv loch, because he can claim, I returned it to you. Because as we said, Abaye does not hold, it needs to be returned with witnesses. He can simply say, I returned it. Turning over the page on the third line of Rashbam, Eloheicha de Ra, but if it was seen in the hands of the craftsman, Lo Shana Masar Be'edim, Lo Shana Lo Masar. It makes no difference if it was seen, given over, or not seen, given over. The point is that it was seen now, in the possession of the Uman, and Abaya holds that's all that we need to know, because we know how he got it, because he is an Uman, and it's normal for him to get things to repair, even though we don't know for that for a fact. Rashbam says two lines later, we compare it l'dvarim ha'asuyim l'hashel u'lahaskir, to items that are typically loaned or rented, and therefore the person holding it does not give him a chazaka, and we will follow Cheskes Marikama, who is the last known owner, and the fact that you're holding it does not mean that it's yours. Says the Rashbam, Maskana deshmaitin ka Abaye, we will paskin like Abaye. This leaves us in a very interesting situation regarding a craftsman. Let's say the craftsman is totally legitimate, and he wants to buy an item which is the same type of item that he typically repairs. Or someone gave him an item for repair and also owes him money for some other reason, and at some point says, you know, keep the item. It leaves the craftsman in a very vulnerable position, because a year later, this town resident can come and say, oh, that's where my item is, and claim that he gave it to the Uman simply to repair, and now the Uman is keeping it, and the Uman has very little claim. He has very little recourse, because the fact that he's holding it does not give him a chazaka if it's ra'a, if it's been seen by the witnesses. So in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Lamed Daled Sif Beis, there is a point that's made that if the witnesses have not seen the item, this craftsman does not have an obligation to show them the item, to let them see it. Because once they see it, they're going to be able to say testimony against him that there was a previous owner, and how did you get it? And therefore, he's allowed to keep it in the privacy of his home and not invite those people to be Shabbos guests, and he doesn't have to take it out and show people, yes, this is the item you're wondering about, but it's mine. He doesn't have to show it to them, and therefore you don't have ra'a, and therefore the person will not have a claim. And that's what he should do if he bought it legitimately. Alternatively, it's actually an advice to an Uman that if he does buy something that he typically works with as a craftsman, he should make sure to get documentation or to do the transaction with witnesses, so that if he's concerned that this town resident may turn around later and claim it's still his, he should be able to verify that the sale took place. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.